Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Mark 11. Here is a precious, precious prayer promise. Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now, here's why it's precious faith. My cross reference says, have the faith of God. So this is God's faith. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you. Now Jesus just used his own principle right then. Whosoever shall say, therefore I say. Now Jesus said this. Colvin, I don't believe anything you said. Well, that doesn't make any difference. But you need to believe this. I say this, but I'm repeating Jesus. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, here comes the correction. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have ought against any, so your Father, which also in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. There's a great promise, but it comes with instruction. And there's a correction there. And if you don't take that correction, the prayer doesn't work. It's all part of it. That's exceedingly great. Now, let's go back over there now to the Gospel of John right here in this covenant meal in the night. First, I want to read in the 16th chapter, 13th verse. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Now, Jesus was looking forward to the day of Pentecost. That's where the Spirit of God was headed after the resurrection. When the Spirit of Jesus would come. They didn't understand that at the time. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will, say he will. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. A little while and you shall not see me. Again, a little while and you shall see me because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while and you'll not see me. I said, oh, whoa, what is this? And said, therefore, what is this? He said, a little while. Oh. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him and said unto them, do you inquire among yourselves of that I said? Now, wait a minute. It's not what you think the promise said. You can look at it and read it and get a hold of it and just keep quoting it long enough and you'll mess it up. You leave a little part out or you twist it over a little bit and you think, oh, y'all said it just exactly right. Go back and read it. Put your eyes on it. Live in that promise by living in the promise book, not the promise box. Now, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that promise box. But as you pull a card out of that promise box, that's a great promise. Go get your Bible and read all of the verses for and after it. Amen. It's probably conditional. Amen. Amen. So, stay with me now. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes away from you. And in that day, we're in that day. In that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. That's exceedingly great. Prayer promises. Prayer promises. Now, let's look at Mark 11, 24 in the Classic Amplified, please. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. Here is a guarantee on heavenly grants. My dad handed me a little piece of paper with $5,000 in the red. So, I walked into his office, turned his desk chair around, and I had my King James and I had my Amplified. Back there then, the Amplified was only in the New Testament. So I had my King James and my Amplified right there together. And I went through those scriptures. I believe this is granted to this ministry. Yes. I believe it's granted. Yes. If I believe it's granted, I have it. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to grant this ministry $5,000. And if I believe it is granted, I have it. Amen. And I forgive if I have aught against any. And I thank you for forgiving me my sins. In that precious name, I have asked it and I believe it. Amen. Amen. It was shockingly amazing how rapidly all that came in. I believed it was granted. And of course, Gloria was right there with me. We believed it was granted. So, these were exceeding and great, precious prayer promises. Now, as we come on down in this whole thing, the 17th chapter, Jesus began to pray. And in the 20th verse, he said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Well, that takes us all in. Peter, John, were both there that night. Amen. We started this on his letters. That they may all be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gave me, I've given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and has loved them as you have loved me. The first time I read that, I was a student there at Oral Roberts University, and I just learned about agreement prayer. Agreement prayer. So I said, I'm going to agree with this. And it got down to that. You mean to tell me that God loves me just as much as he does Jesus? Well, now, back then, I said, well, it's red, so I believe it. And the first few minutes I prayed that, I shook all over that I would dare say such a thing, that God loved me just as much as He loved Jesus. And then I realized, well, of course He did. He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And I proved I was part of the world. Thank God His mercy endures forever. Father, I will that they also whom has given me be with me where I am. Now, come on over here to that last verse. And I have declared unto them your name and will declare it that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. Oh, glory be to God. What a prayer. That's the most precious prayer ever prayed. The most precious prayer ever prayed. Hallelujah. And there are even more prayer promises. We'll talk about those tomorrow night. And we will get into what Jesus taught when He said, any two of you agree on earth. We're on earth and we qualify. Asking anything that they shall ask, not just one, but if they agree together in prayer, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That means He is here in the midst of us. But he was specifically talking about the prayer of agreement, and He is there by His Spirit to carry out that agreement, and His angels are available to back it up. Because He said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Well, yes. You bind the devil, every principality, every power, yes. Every ruler of the darkness of this world, every yes. Wicked spirit in the heavenly, and loose the angel power of God yes. To get in. Yes. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Time to quit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Would you stand with me? This is a marvelous day. The day of faith. The day of miracles. The day of joy. Even when things look their worst, count it joy. You can't do that except by faith. You can't waver. Well, a double-minded man, a man of two minds. Well, I thought so yesterday, but today I don't know. Well, I just don't know. Now, Peter demonstrated that in the middle of that storm. Master, don't you care we're about to die? He called him Master. And he pretty well accused him of letting us all die here because he was asleep in the storm. That's the reason night tornadoes kill so many people. They hit when they're asleep. That's a snare. So you better be prayed up before you go to bed. No evil can befall this household. They start forecasting tornadoes. I mean, you take authority over them right then. Just go up and get up and walk outside before it ever gets there. Just get up and go outside and start hollering at it. What do the neighbors think? They'll be glad the next morning when... I don't care what the neighbors think. I care what this book thinks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, the prayer that we prayed before we begin, I believe has been answered. I know I have been touched by your power, and I have seen things this morning that struck my spirit. And I believe every person in the sound of my voice is in a healing place. I believe every person, and those of you that have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this is the time. Do it right now. Just do what Gloria did. Just say, Jesus, take my life and do something with it. Well, He took her life and He certainly did something with it. Glory to God. And those of you, if there should be any person right now contemplating suicide, don't do that. No, you don't end anything when you do that. You just begin something. You don't end anything. You begin something. Don't take your life. Give it away. Give it to Jesus right now. Oh, but Brother Copeland, no, don't start that all, Brother Copeland. No. So, Brother Copeland, you don't know what I've done. No, I don't. But I know what Jesus did. And He said, anyone, listen to me, anyone that comes to me, I will for no reason cast him out. No reason. This moment, straight up 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. This moment, you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, your past is wiped out. That is an exceeding great and precious promise. Now, the reason I can make that promise to you is because as a minister of the gospel, I have been authorized to give you His promise in His name. Amen. Amen. I have preached in prisons and I have seen the most miraculous changes. Oh, glory to God. I remember one time here was a man that he hated everybody. He hated everybody. You know why? He hated himself. But if you were black or brown, he'd just kill you. You didn't have to even say anything to him. He'd just kill you. He had that much hate in him. Now, I had preached there before, and then when I came back to this prison, there he sat, and he made a point of having a black man on one side and a brown man on the other, and he had him around the neck. He said, oh, glory to God, ain't this something? Ain't this something? See what happened? The moment he accepted Jesus as Lord, that old nasty spirit was gone. He was a new creature in Christ. Now, Jesus did for no reason cast him out. Had another man walk me to the gate there at the Huntsville unit. And the only Bible he had was a big white coffee table Bible. And he had his Bible with him. And he walked up there to the gate with me. And he said, "Brother Copeland, I'm freer now than I ever was when I was on the street." Not too long after that, I'd forgotten he had, I don't know, something like a 100-year sentence or whatever it was. And later I asked the warden about him. He said he's out. And said he's out preaching. Well, I didn't ask, but I suppose he got a smaller Bible. Let's lift our hands and give the Lord praise.
We had no insurance. So in the hospital, you know, there are a lot of things that in the natural are trying to overwhelm me. You know, he was there 19 days, and 9 of those days were in ICU. The Lord told me, he said, "If you won't take the care of it," he said, "I'll take care of the hospital bill." So every time I think about it, I say, "Lord, I'm not going to think about it because you said you'd take care of the hospital bill." And I thank you, Lord, you supply all my needs. Sometimes I would go over financial scripture, say, "Lord, I thank you. You said you'd supply all my need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus." But I'm not even going to think about that because you said you'd take care of it, you know. And when we came home from the hospital, I talked to the lady in the financial office. I called, I think, the Friday after we came home, like on a Tuesday, I think it was. And I called them, and she said, "You're going to have to apply for financial aid. Your bill is $381,000. And there again, I said, "Lord, you said you'd take care of this, you know." And I'd meditate on financial scriptures and say, "Thank you, Lord, you've taken care of this, you know." I never did hear anything from the financial office. And in May, I began to call them because I thought, am I supposed to be making payments or something? So I called them in May, and the lady said, actually, because of coronavirus, they were down to 2 people in the office, in the financial office, and that's why they were so slow getting things done. So May 27th, I think it was, a lady from the financial office at Princeton called me, and she said, "Listen," she said, "we have gotten the bill down to $49,000, she said, "so if you can call the financial office and start making payments." Well, we hung up, and then about 5 minutes later, she called back and she said, "Wait a minute." She said, "I've got an idea." She said, "This may not work, but it may work." She said, "Don't call the financial office until you hear back from me." So I said, "Okay." So then, early in June, I got something from the financial office asking me to fill out the financial aid form as though we hadn't filled it out. Well, the devil was just trying to aggravate me because I thought, what? You know, and I called, and the lady I had talked to was not in the office. She was on vacation. Well, I got a hold of her toward the end of June. She said, "Everything's good." She said, "Actually," said, "your case is on the chief financial officer's desk," and said, "he's got to let me know by the end of the month, the end of June, what he's going to do with this." And I said, "Okay." She said, "I'll call you back, you know." So then July 1st is Pastor James's birthday, and we were watching Kenneth Copeland. They had the tent meeting going on, and we were in the den there, and the phone rang, and I answered it, and it was the lady from the financial office. And she said, "Are you sitting down?" I said, "No, but I can be." And I said, "I hope it's good news." She said, "Yes, the bill has been paid. Praise God." And then I got the letter in the mail. Praise God. But that was just, God took care of that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
The Lord is very trustworthy. He's very trusted. And if you put your trust in Him, He can connect to you and do things for you. And we've seen that so much in our life and our family and ministry.
And as you get the scripture, take hold of it and cast the care on the Lord. Yes. And let Him do what only He can do. Yes. The anointing is God on flesh, doing those things only He can do. I remember Brother Copeland taught that years ago. And if I can cast the care on Him, He can do it. But if I'm trying to carry the care and if I'm trying to do it, He has to stop because I've got a hold of it and He doesn't. And that was one of the biggest things. We have been partners for many, many years. We've been married 33 years and partners. And it's just phenomenal, the fact that they pray for you. That, you know, when this went on, the fact that Brother Copeland and Kelly and even the partners were praying for us. There were so many people praying for us. But without that connection, you know, it wouldn't have been available to us.
Right.
you're praying for them and they're praying for you. And it's not just about that. It's about we pray for Brother Kenneth and Gloria and for their whole staff, and they're praying for us. And we're sowing financial seed so they can preach this word that will change people's lives, so the word will be there. And when a situation like this comes up, having the word in your heart is what will enable you to receive what only God can do when you need that healing or you need that miracle right then. And it'll open the door for God to do that thing that only He can do.
Amen.
God's exceeding great and precious promises are for every person who will receive Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. It doesn't depend on your past or the things that you've done or the things that you haven't done. Jesus made a way for that past to be completely wiped out, so that we can have a new life in Him. He did everything to make that possible. And all we have to do is to come to Him and receive Him. It's as simple as asking Him into your heart. Today is your day for a fresh start. If you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, or you've never been filled with His Holy Spirit, we can do that right now. And it will change your life forever. Just put your hand over your heart and say this after me. Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Take my life and do something wonderful with it. Help me in everything that I have before me. And I'm asking you now to fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. And as a result of that, I'll be able to speak in another tongue. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you're born again. If you prayed that prayer, you're filled with His Holy Spirit. It's just overwhelming to me now to know how much He cares about you. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17 and 18, old things are passed away, all things are become new, and all things are of God. Welcome to the family of God. You belong in God's family, and you are now in Christ Jesus. And you have God's faith in you, and you have access to everything that He has, His love, His peace, His joy, His strength, His prosperity, His blessing. And we've got some free resources that we will give to you to help you learn more about who you are in Christ. It's called the Salvation Package, the book He Did It All For You, and the brochures that you can start reading. Order these and get started in this new and wonderful life. Join us tomorrow, and remember this: God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about who you are in Jesus and who He is in you. Request the Salvation Package free on kcm.org/newlife.